Take them off the agenda.
I think Joel's wishful.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we took you off.
Turn this off and I can figure out some real one ending the meeting.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'd like to bring the October 12th, 2021 meeting of the Jerusalem Township Trustees to order. And I request a moment of silence, and then we'll follow with a Pledge of Allegiance. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joel?
Yeah, could you reach around the corner and grab the speakers for me, please?
Sure, thanks.
They're up on the shelf. Top shelf. Thanks. Thank you, sir.
All set?
Yeah.
Roll call.
Dave Bench.
Present.
Bill Miller.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Present.
Roll call complete.
I'd like to have a motion to accept September 28th, 2021 regular meeting minutes.
So moved.
I can second that.
Roll call. Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Meeting minutes approved.
Okay, then Joe, we'll move on to fiscal officer's report.
Everybody look at the reports in front of them? Or have the reports in front of them?
Yes.
Yep.
Fund status, $598,309.76. In Star Ohio, $608,135.86. In our checking account. And payments since the last meeting, warrant 20079 through 20145 and electronic payments 125-2021 through 1302021, and that totals $44,353.53. The bulk of that being the third quarter fire department payroll. And then deposits made made since last meeting totals $34,486.74.
Motion to accept is read.
And second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Fiscal officer report approved.
Okay, Tony. Where did I lose Tony at?
No, right here. Right there.
Oh, you're up.
First thing I would like to share, and we can pass it around the room, is we had received a thank you from Jerusalem School for spending time with them on September 10th. And it's just kind of neat. The kids took the time to sign it for each grade and that. If you want to pass it around and look at it. But it was, we took three pieces of apparatus over there to be a part of a career day. Per se, and it was a lot of fun, and then just last week they invited us to be part of their family night, which was on Thursday, and we got to do us in Oregon, we got to do a little fire prevention program to the audience, and so that was very rewarding to be able to get that done too as well. So wanted to pass on to you. I'm asking for you to view this applicant. He is a 21-year veteran, still currently with Oregon, but he wishes to join us and help us out too, as well. He's actually a station chief, but they're restructuring their fire department, so we're not sure what they're gonna be or what their titles are gonna be, but he feels he has the time and commitment to help out. He's all trained firefighter EMT, so I'm asking you guys to consider
ERT.
Reichert.
Reinhardt. Reichert.
Andrew Reichert.
I move to hire Andrew Reichert pending a background and physical to to the Jerusalem Township Fire Department.
I can second that.
Roll call, Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bo Miller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Employee approved.
These are really helping your budget out, Chief. You ain't got to send them to school.
I know. That's yeah. Great. And they're showing up and helping. So we're in a good position for our culture. Next item. Thank you very much, trustees. Appreciate it. Next item is I talked with ODNR Officer James Frias, and he had contact with the state on behalf of that boat. We're at the top of the list now, so the paperwork's going through. I had to answer a few questions for him and took care of that. So hopefully we'll be getting a title transfer sooner than later. And I believe I've got a barn that we're going to be putting it in to keep it out of the weather. We got a lot of radiological training coming up this month. Dr. Lindstrom will be here tomorrow night. He's our medical director from Lucas County for our department, so he's going to visit and have some time with the everyone. Starting to service all the engines, which is just an annual thing that has to happen. We recently had a truck fire over at the High Flash, and we were very, very fortunate that it did not start the building on fire. They were lucky because it was fully involved and had some minor explosions going off. But, through a good response and good attack, we were able to do it. And I think Mark was actually a witness to part of it.
I was fueling my vehicle across the street and I got to see it. And the fire department did a great job. They were first on the scene was a wildlife officer. And within seconds, you could hear our own fire department sirens as they were approaching, and they got that out in within what a minute or a minute and a half. It was great. Good job.
That's all I have tonight. So unless you have any questions for me, I'm happy. We are looking at replacing the door in the back. The rust has just gotten too far, and so I'm getting estimates on. Replacing the door, but it's within our budget of building maintenance, so I'm not asking any permission or anything, just let you know. Try to stay on top of stuff.
Thank you, Tony.
Sure.
Recreation Department report. You gonna bring Mike on?
Yeah, Mike is here. Mike, you're on.
Okay, I've got my list here. We did have the softball game at the fields there, so I had those ready to go for that. That seemed to go pretty well. So the next step is I will go out there probably this weekend and just winterize it. Pull the bases, I'll cancel the porta pot, and just do whatever else I need to do up there to shut it down. So that'll be taken care of in the next few days. On the programming, the basketball program, the meeting is actually tonight. So all those teams will be split up tonight and determine the practice times. So just to keep you updated on the win, Jim, I've been keeping you up to date that the wall is open. It will be fully usable for basketball. So that does add another gym to the arsenal there. And that is a big relief because if that gym would have been lost, it would have been a scramble to place everybody somewhere. So that's ready to go. Go down here, let's see. I did have a conversation with the principal at Jerusalem. He asked me what we could do to their field. I said, since it's not really our property, I mean, I'm willing to help or whatever. And then as I thought about it a few days later, I thought that we should just, we split that backstop with the Oregon City Schools. If we would dig that diamond out and replace it with the mixture of stone that we have in our diamonds, that would add a third diamond for after school usage. And it would give them an awesome diamond during school usage. I think that's a win-win situation. I wanted to present that to you guys to get some feedback before I would progress any further with that.
So costs involved, are they, is the school bearing the cost?
Well, we haven't gotten that far. I just want to know if it's something that I should pursue or something you guys think I should not pursue.
My opinion is we should pursue it because it's for the kids, Jerusalem kids. So I mean, we tiled that place too, you know, way back when. We tiled the field.
I 100% agree with you, Dave. I think that would be fantastic for us to do that. I will get some numbers. I'll call up. Blousy seems to be the one that knows all of it. I'll call him tomorrow and get a cost of that and present that to Dean Sandwich and progress from there.
Mike, I think that's a great idea to establish uniformity with the third diamond so that it's constructed at the same level of quality and attractiveness as what you already have.
Yes, yes. I think it'd be a fantastic addition. I'm surprised that it didn't happen. Didn't think of it sooner. But I'll make all the calls tomorrow. Okay, moving on down. Let's see. As I talked to the board, the rec board, we're still trying to, the big ticket would be the batting cage. We're still debating that and going through that. The numbers are still too high, but that seems to be the number one thing that everybody is leaning towards. So that's on the back burner for now, but that could be the next addition. And then Mark, as I talked to you earlier in the week, I did forget to mention those bleachers. We do have the set of bleachers that need to be put together.
Okay. Yeah, I did add that to the comprehensive plan. Your section. Thank you.
Okay. Now that's all I have concerning the rec stuff, but me and the board did talk about some qualities of a rec director, and that's what I forwarded to Mark. So that's where that is started. I don't know where you want to go with it or add from it, subtract from it, whatever you see fit. And I can take it back to my board and
they do that.
Keep progressing.
Is he done?
I think he's just waiting for.
So,
Mike, you're planning on taking that to you. Have you already taken this to the board or not?
We have written that kind of together.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, next steps. You want our approval, and so that we'll also then put it out on our website.
Whatever you see fit. I don't know if there's anything you want to add to that or it just was a starting point.
Any other qualities or requirements, gentlemen, that you want?
The only thing I see that we could add to that is somebody that's knowledgeable with a budget, knowledgeable with, you know, the way that the way we have to spend money. We can't just, you know, it's not like your home where you can say, well, I'm going to go buy this. We have to do bidding processes on certain things. And
it's a learning process, right, Mike?
It absolutely is.
You also have to attend a trustees meeting.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably that should be in there, yeah.
Yeah, attend at least one trustees meeting a month.
One a month.
Yeah, I chose to leave that out of there because I think that would be more of a dialogue because, I mean, the thing could be two pages long.
Considering that a performance expectation rather than a requirement, hiring requirement. Okay. So if we say adding to able to work with various groups of people, ability to manage a budget, and anything else?
Now they're over the recreation committee.
Okay.
All right. Something about retention, recruitment of recreation members.
Okay.
Mike, have you came up with any names?
There's been a couple of names tossed around, yes.
That's good.
Yeah. So we'll see how that plays out.
Okay. All right. So that's fine. We'll go ahead and I can get in contact with you. You can update this and then and we can put it out. Do we need a vote at all?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Very good. Okay. All right. I'll be back in touch, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
All right, anything else?
Anything else, Mike?
I just want to make sure that everyone's on the same page with that. And I did talk to the rec board that they would probably be interviewing. And so there's going to be some, logistics that I'll have to get in place for all that. But yeah, whatever it takes, I'll do whatever I need to do. So,
Mike, have you caught up on the rec board members or?
Could you repeat that?
Have you caught up on the rec board? Do you have enough members?
Yes, we do. We do have enough members. And I'm hoping to get Lighty in there soon. But right now, we do have 5 members. So
oh, good. We're good. Good. Is that it, Mike, then?
That is it for now.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
We'll move on. The zoning inspector, she's not here, so I guess anything on zoning anybody's got?
I recommend that we table any zoning issues until okay. Next time when Linda attends.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Kevin, you here? Maintenance yes. Department report.
The township stimulus is still a work in progress. Nothing required from us as of today. They're still doing the studies on the roads they need to do the studies on. And just point of information, next Monday and Tuesday, I will not be here. I do have Eric scheduled to go out to the county meeting on Tuesday morning. So he will not be available Tuesday morning until he's back unless something big happens. But sounds like that meeting should only be a couple hours. So. And that's all I got, unless you guys have something for me.
It's not like them, the road studies were only like, in certain sections, were only a day. I mean,
they're not long term.
They're just a strictly a
quick count of what traffic is at certain times, and that's it.
Thank you, Kevin. I guess you didn't have anything on the cemetery either then, Kevin, either. Just sitting there, yeah.
There's no action.
Yeah. Well, Bo, I guess the haul and rental.
I've got November's filling up fast. A lot of the school, end of the year stuff for the schools, the scouts, they're all wrapping up their banquets and stuff like that. So just a lot of scout stuff going on in November. I think there's a cake bake one of them days, so I'll make sure I get that date.
Mm. Yeah, I used to go to that cake, yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a lot of fun. Tony always goes, too. Okay, roads and bridges. We got a lot on that in the old business and everything, and new business, so I'll just kind of skip that till we get to that. Okay, we're at old business. American Rescue Plan funds. Joel, anything going on?
No change since last meeting.
Okay.
On that topic, I guess I'd like to suggest, Joel, what about starting a list of items for consideration for ARP funding?
Well, that would be probably the board's responsibility to ask the department heads with the criteria.
Yeah. What I was going to ask is if you just go ahead and create the template, we'll make that a standing agenda item, and then we can put items on there.
Okay.
And then review each new addition.
How would you like them to communicate that to the board?
Maybe just email that to all of us, and then we can go ahead and prepare any items that we'd like to bring for consideration.
They still haven't given us the full.
No, we've got the first half.
Yeah.
No, I mean funding? the parameter. They haven't. It's pretty vague still.
I think it's going to be that way. It's going to be a matter of interpretation.
Yeah, we should probably hire an attorney to review all those projects and so, give us the okay.
Yeah, that. Hence, I think the first step is to put together a list of things we'd like to go for, then run it past the Ohio Township Association and review it with our legal counsel or our attorney, who can then give us a letter of support.
Right. And we'll see, as I'm sure Otarma is going to push information out as they, as they see other townships doing, buying it with certain stuff and.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, especially if there's a precedent out there, it makes the case a lot easier for us.
Sounds good. Okay, and then we'll move on to township comprehensive plan update. Elvis?
Thanks. For those that don't meet Elvis Shepherd, I'm the chairman of the comprehensive plan. And I don't have a lengthy update. However, Mark, are you able to get in Dropbox and pull up the survey?
I believe so. If you're with me for a minute.
That would be great.
Sure.
So we're wrapping up. There has been a ton of great input from many of the steering committee members, from Mark Wolf, Amy Hansen, Jim Boothby, Deb Teft, Janice Fenn. I'm sure I'm leaving people out. So this thing is coming together quickly. It's probably about 90%+ done. And it will go off to Bill Harbert with Lucas County probably towards the end of the month for review. And I'm sure they will have some input for some additional changes that they're going to ask us to make, or additions to put in or takeouts. From there, because we are so close to wrapping up the comprehensive plan, I would make a recommendation. And that recommendation is that there were two topics inside of the public survey, the citizen survey, that drew the most interest and had the most energy. And those two topics were law enforcement and zoning. So I would make a recommendation to continue a small survey to clarify in more detail what the citizens, what the residents' input needs to be on law enforcement and zoning. Now, my recommendation there would be to have two people involved with those questions for those topics. They both happen to be here tonight. I would recommend Tony to work with whatever team necessary that he chooses to form those questions, because he's the emergency director for Jerusalem Township. And then the second is Tim Titkemeyer, as he was the lead on the public participation survey to begin with for the entire comprehensive plan. If Mark, were you able to pull up?
Yeah, I've got it up. Well, where would you like me to go?
Go to the actual survey itself, please.
And where have you got that?
That story? Should be that one right there, I believe. Nope, down.
This one?
Yes.
Okay.
And just so everyone can remember, we're going to go to the page that shows the questions on law enforcement. It was a whole bunch of questions. If it lets you scroll down. But wait a minute. No,
this
that's
is
not
the,
it. That's not
okay.
It. We want the PowerPoint for the public survey. I'm sorry. I can't see it very well from here. Nope, that's comprehensive plan. It should say public survey.
Is it in one of the folders?
My apologies.
Public participation?
I'm not sure.
Is that that?
Public participation, there you go.
That one right there? There's the questions.
Yeah, go to that one.
The questions?
I think so. If not, we'll pull up the next one.
And then the other one is a PowerPoint.
Nope, it's the PowerPoint. Go back to the PowerPoint.
Right.
My apologies.
It's okay.
I should have had this ready. I apologize.
It's all right. We thank you for.
And by the way, thank you, trustees and township residents.
So this is just about four slides.
That's not it either. Okay. Well, for sake of argument, those that did see, and I know all the trustees, zoning, and many others did see the public participation. And the two topics that clearly have the most energy for improvement and or questions was law enforcement going forward and zoning. So I put on the table a recommendation that these two individuals continue with a small survey to incite additional information from the residents.
So this survey will go back out through what, SurveyMonkey?
Yes. Yes.
And we're going to push that same way, Facebook?
Absolutely.
Mailings? I mean, are we going...
I don't think we need to do a mailer this go around, but we should definitely do everything else. We should post it in all, no different than before, except for to, you know, control costs. I don't know that we need to send out the entire mailer. Okay. So I would post it at all the businesses. We should put it on the Jerusalem Township page. We should put it on Facebook and the government page, et cetera. No different than before.
Okay. So let me make sure I understand. So this will be a recap of where we're at on those two topics, what people had to say, and then what additional questions that we'd like to probe, to dig a little bit deeper into
should
those two
from
topics.
The residents, yes.
Very good. Okay. Great.
Do we need to make a motion for that?
Just approval. Joel's shaking his head no.
No.
Okay.
It wouldn't hurt them. It wasn't expensive to put it in the press to, you know, respond.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's
as long as we get it in before Thursday, it'll show up this weekend.
And by the way, my apologies. We should also start releasing, because we're real close to being done, we should start releasing to the residents parts of the comprehensive plan survey, and I would recommend those two again being released mm-hmm. right away to mm-hmm. the residents so they can see them for themselves and what is there.
Are we asking different new questions?
Yes.
So Tim and Tony have to generate the questions.
Let's
put our heads together. So we it's going to be a little bit of time before mm-hmm. we can get everything together.
Okay.
Okay.
The goal would be to ask a lot less questions than the full survey,
right,
specifically on those two. So it shouldn't take forever, but it should take some time for them to put those questions together.
So you're thinking something in the order of maybe 5 to 10 questions.
It's covering, really up to them, but I wouldn't go more than 10.
Right.
You don't want to make
right.
it too cumbersome.
Right.
You
want yeah,
to
you
want to
be
very
quick.
Clear.
Yeah.
Look, the trustees and the residents need a platform to communicate, and the trustees need the information. So there needs to be more clarification. I've heard it from every trustee, I've heard it from residents, mm-hmm. I've heard it from zoning, I've heard it from every direction, that they need more information on what's going on with law enforcement and what's going on with, you know, with zoning, et cetera.
Very good.
So I think that would be wise for the trustees to have that information, preferably before we completely finish this process.
Right.
So we got about a month of time left before that we're putting it in Bill Harbert's hands, and
right.
from there, you know, we need to finalize it. And incidentally, just an FYI, I'll be for a few weeks down in Oklahoma at our property down there, so I'll be less available between November and December.
Okay, great. And thank you, Tim, and thank you, Chief, for agreeing to work with us on that. We appreciate that.
It seemed like there's been good resident involvement. Take advantage of that momentum and get
yes.
input from everybody now.
Oh yeah, we had. I mean, we had over 500 responses to the first survey. That's really good.
Right.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just thank you for all you guys have did. That's amazing.
No,
the pusher.
The amount,
the pusher.
You got that right, Dave.
The pusher.
I'm a tyrant when it comes to making sure we get the information on time, but the content is coming from the residents through the public survey, and it's coming from the folks that are adding the content. Jim handed me three more pages the other day of notes that compiled from Tony and others, and the list goes on and on, and I don't want to take any more time on that. So there's a lot of people that deserve a lot of credit.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move on from the comprehensive plan to the county engineer report. All three of us today went to three different areas in the township. We started out at East in Rachel, and I got it right, Kevin. And we started out there because we have a water problem there. There was an old tile that went through the field. The county disconnected it, and so we're going to try to we got the county to see what the problem is and to do it the right way, we think. So we'll see what happens. Maybe in a year or so we'll have that one done. And then we went to Seaman and Teach Out, where Seaman dead ends there, and we've had trouble with that gate there, and so I was amazed. We talked them into it to let Grottle maybe work with this and try and get it fixed this year. And Grottle was there at 4:30. His Greg, his engineer, and they're going to start working on the gate. They're going to get the plans from the engineers, so they understand it all, and they're going to start whipping one together, I guess. So that's great, because we've been working on this, all of us, for a long time. And then we went to Route 2 and Elliston Road, and we're going to try and put a backflow protector in there so the farm doesn't flood real and go around the, what's there's 1, 2, 3 houses, I think, there that flood there. So that backflow protector would help there. And then Mike Stormer from the engineer's office used to work with ODOT, and I believe he's going to try and get the tile that goes underneath Route 2 maybe replaced when they put the bridge on by the peekaboo there and replace that. That's going to be this February. They'll start on that bridge on Route 2, so Route 2 will be down for, I'll say, from February till at least, they say it should be done in June 15th, they're hoping. So,
and then Temple and Corduroy, the road pump there.
That's right. Go on that. You do it.
Temple and Corduroy, there's a pretty big bulge in the road there. We believe it's an old concrete base that's heaving there. It's a pretty bad speed bump. So they're going to look at getting, they don't have a road grinder anymore, the county. They contract that all out. So they're looking at possibly when they're, the grinder's out, maybe swinging by and grinding the road down until they can dig it out and replace it completely, from what I got from Mike.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Temporary fix is to grind it down, smooth it out, and then the right way to fix is to dig it out and re-pour it. So
I thought he was very receptive today, and we got a lot done.
He was, because he actually laid eyes on the issues.
Yeah. Well, that's why I got him out here.
When he got out of the truck on Rachel and he saw there was no fall, we couldn't dig that ditch going back.
Yep.
You know, to the west.
And there was water no setting. And there was water setting in it.
And there was water setting there.
Yeah, it was nice. It was filled with water.
Yeah. So.
What is your plan, Dave, for Rachel and East?
Well, ask me that later, Bill. Okay. Towards the end. It'll be open then for everybody. And I'll answer it then, okay? No problem. Anything else anybody else wants to add on anything?
No, that's good. I think you're right. We made a lot of good progress to get the chief engineer out there.
Yep.
That was really good.
Yeah. He's the boss. He's the one that says yes or no. Next one's 5 is Republic Trash bid. You got
you
something on that mark?
Wards Canal.
Oh, I did skip that, didn't I? Well, Wards Canal dedication. Bo and I went to that. I think everybody saw us in the Metro Press. And it was very nice dedication. Very nice plaque there, sign, whatever you want to call it. And the lady that did it was Debbie Herman. And she grew up over on Vila Road. And her grandpa lived right in town by the Bono Bar. And so she has a little bit to do with it. She doesn't live around here. She lives around Akron, but this is something she's been wanting to do, and she was very excited that this got done. And you really have to go and walk down there and see the plaque. It's very nice. Very nice. And there's a lot of information on it, too, about the township, so that's what's good about it.
Yeah, she was very, very passionate.
Yeah,
I mean, she was very, very passionate about it. She did a lot of legwork. She actually got in contact with, was it E.B. Ward's E.B. Ward,
yep,
who dug the canal. She actually got in contact with his family. And they live in, I believe, Scottsdale, Arizona now.
Yeah, you're right.
And this was part of a puzzle that they were putting together. Like, they're doing, this Ward family is, you know, doing their ancestry and everything. And this was actual missing piece for them. And she was able to bring it together for him. So
that's great.
It was pretty neat. I mean, it was small, but this woman had a lot of enthusiasm behind it. It was nice to see.
There's a lot on the plaque.
There is a lot on the plaque. And what did we get? We got something else from her that we're going to get framed. Was that a a declaration or?
Oh yeah, I got that at home. I got to get
a frame for
a
it.
A frame for it
here somewhere.
Hanging up there. Yeah.
About
yeah.
it being a historical marker. So.
Yep.
Yeah, the press gave it very good coverage.
They really did, didn't yep. they? That very was
nice.
Excellent.
Front page, nice photo.
Yeah. But the verbiage was real good on the second or third page where they had it all too.
Yeah, I heard several people comment about that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on then. I guess Republic Trash, you've been dealing with that?
Oh, more? Yes. Okay, so Republic. We have, Joel, we have the resolution that we began to read last meeting. There were a couple questions that came up. One question was, is there a fuel surcharge? And the response that I got when I spoke with Scott was no, there's not a fuel surcharge built into the language.
There is, Mark, in that contract, though.
Oh, did they build it in? Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe Lucas County built it.
Lucas County probably.
Lucas County did. Yeah, you're right. Lucas County did.
Okay. All right.
Here, let me.
Republic was not asking for one.
Oh. Let's take it out.
Well, it's good if you want to. Nice.
Yeah, here it is. It's adjustments.
Okay.
Yeah. I was looking through that today.
Okay.
And
all right.
I'm sure if worst comes to worst and it goes up, I'm sure they're going to tag us on it, you know.
After the contract.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But it is in there, so.
Okay. All right. So Lucas County's put it in.
Yeah.
So we have the recommended contract from the Lucas County Solid Waste Division. So there's two contracts. There's one contract between us and the Solid Waste Division, and there's another contract for the service provider. So.
Well, you know, Mark, we'll have to make sure that we get that in there, too, about, you know, the stuff being picked up. They have to call in, you know, for that unlimited, like, you know, if they got a bed or something like that. Or
right.
That has to all be called in. And you know, so we got the verbiage online and everything. And mm-hmm. That's one thing.
No, it doesn't have to be the weekly, the first of the month deal. Does
yeah, but
not.
Read this here.
Well, that's if there's a complaint, they have 24 hours. To arrange for if there's a missed pickup, they have 24 hours to arrange.
Okay, maybe there's another one in here, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. And see, that's going off of we with Solid Waste doing this. I like the fact that when we had Republic's contract in front of us, it's very to the point. It's very very spelled out. We ask for certain things, and I understand when we go to Lucas County. Lucas County looks at things a little bit different. So I think we need to reach out to Julie at Lucas County.
Okay, right there. Right. That language that Lucas County put in does not agree. So I think you're right. We have to reconcile Lucas County's language with what Republic assured us the language would be.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my question. I'm assuming we do want to move forward with the Republic contract. We have to work out the language with the Lucas County Solid Waste Division.
Mm-hmm.
Republic wants to know when they can schedule the drop off of the carts, the 96 gallon carts.
Do they have them ready?
Well, they're going to want to drop a couple of truckloads and store them here, and then distribute them. To the households.
Well, we're not going to go with anybody else because they were the cheapest.
Right. Yeah, they did give us about three different dates. I think were we looking at the 1st of December as our start date?
I think so. By the time all this gets around and we get those,
Okay. All right. So if we're in agreement, I can let them know that we want to. They can drop those carts off anytime. That's convenient, and we'll plan to.
They better let Kevin know. We'll probably have to move a piece of machinery out to put them away so they don't blow around. So we're probably going to have to move machinery out and put them over in the shed.
Okay.
See, they have it in here. It's December 1st anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, it was in there too. Yeah.
So for the notes, very good. For the notes, it's the surcharge. And what else do we need to change on the county?
The the bulk item pickup.
Okay.
That has to be addressed.
The first, the once a month.
Yeah. Okay. The fact that it doesn't require a call ahead. And okay, and so we'll work through the language on that agreement, and I'll let Republic know that yeah, we're working out the language, but it's our intent to begin under the new contract effective December 1. Now, Joel, from a cost standpoint, Republic agreed to honor the old rate per household. But we've got a new count of households based upon our tax roll information. So they'd like to go with the new count at the old rate for the interim period. And then once the contract goes into effect, it'll be the new rate at the new count.
Okay.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't remember what the old, is it that far off?
It was just under 1,000 house.
It was just under 1,000?
It was the old count was 1,000,
okay,
and the new count is 1,267. So yeah, pretty significant difference.
Oh yeah.
And the rate was they'll honor 985.
985.
And then when it goes into effect, it'll go to 1025.
Gee, maybe we should take it out farther. You know, it's cheaper. Yeah.
Okay.
Anything right. else?
Very good. Joe, we don't really need a resolution, do we?
No, because you don't have it ready.
Okay.
Know.
Very good. Okay.
Anything else on...
That's it for Republic.
Okay.
All right.
I guess you're up again, Mark. The COVID update.
So every Tuesday at 4 o'clock, I participate in a call with the health department, Lucas County Health Department, and various government entities for a COVID update. This afternoon's COVID update is that the case counts in Lucas County are beginning to decline in the community, and the school cases are declining as well, with the exception of when there's events like prom or homecoming and lots of kids together, they see a little blip, but they're generally seeing the school cases are beginning to decline. The booster clinics, you know, they're doing the booster clinics now. They were expecting about 500 booster vaccinations per day. Those volumes are soft. They're only seeing about 200 booster vaccinations. The Pfizer booster is the only one that's currently approved. The Pfizer booster and the flu vaccine may now be co-administered in the same visit. Previously, the CDC recommended spacing those two apart, but the health commissioner said, no, not to worry. We are now recommending that they have both vaccinations at the same time. It just makes it easier, and they're not seeing any issues. So that was good to know. Still, a lot of problems with our hospitals going on bypass. Earlier today, there were two level one trauma hospitals, and that's the lowest level of trauma. There were two of those level one trauma hospitals. I'm sorry, that's the highest level is level one. There were two of those on bypass, so there was only the third hospital was the only one that was accepting trauma for that period of time. The level three trauma, which is the less intensive. All of those hospitals with level three trauma units were on bypass with the exception of St. Charles. So the hospital liaison is very, very concerned. At the same time, the emergency departments across the county, across the city, all were on bypass with the exception of St. Charles and Bay Park. So that's a real problem if you're at the other end of the county and you have to travel for some type of potentially life-threatening issue, and that extra 20 minutes travel time could make the difference. The hospital liaison recommended, please save the emergency department for true emergencies. And one example he gave that's not appropriate for an emergency department is people coming into the ER for COVID tests. He said there's plenty of other places that can do COVID tests. Don't go to the ER. So that was the extent of the COVID update.
They must have a lot of people doing that then, huh?
I think so. If he made a point of it, then I think that, yeah, he's hearing a lot about that. Right.
That it then, Mayor?
That's it for COVID update. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the 2020 CARES Act audit.
No update.
Nothing going on. Okay. The only thing with the food pantry is we helped take down the compressor, and I guess it hasn't came in yet. The new one, has it, Kevin?
No, it was in Cleveland, supposed to be delivered today.
Okay.
Oh. And I do have all their dates. I got everything booked. Joel got me a new calendar, so everything for next year's in. With Dick gave me all those dates for 2022. So that's all
2022
scheduled in. So.
Okay, then we'll move into there's a Ohio Ethics Law meeting October 14th, 2021. Any comment on that? Or
that's an in-person meeting, right?
Yeah, no one's college.
Yeah.
Okay.
I signed up for it.
Yeah. Okay. No, I'm not riding with you, unless you're buying lunch.
I didn't ask you.
Or breakfast.
Oh, you're making breakfast or buying?
No, you're buying breakfast.
Oh, I am if I pick you up. Oh, okay. Zoning enforcement, we're going to
table that. Table that. Zoning inspector's back. Right.
Proposal to join WENS, that's yes. You, Mark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, WENS is the Wireless Emergency Notification System. That is the idea there is that would allow various jurisdictions like Jerusalem Township to put out, if you will, a text messaging service to any of the residents who sign up for that service. The county currently is enrolled in that, and what they do is that there's two levels of messaging. There's emergency messaging, and that is reserved for the county. So if there's an emergency, the county will put that emergency message out to anyone in the county who has signed up to receive those text messages. They're also allowing other communities, other jurisdictions to come on to then use that same platform for non-emergency messaging. So it's a good way, it could be a very good way to communicate alerts and warnings and information to our community in real time, as opposed to somebody's got to go to Facebook or to get the information on, oh, by the way, this road is closed starting tomorrow for 3 days for construction. There is a cost to that. What happens is the county pays $25,000, and then they divide that by the number of jurisdictions that sign up, and everybody pays their share. So at this point, there's enough. If we sign on, then we're looking at an approximate amount of about $1,700 per year to be able to then send that messaging out. And I think when this was discussed previously, we talked about we could put hyperlinks out there to our webpage when there's an alert on the webpage. If there's a garbage delay due to holiday or anything like that, we could put that message out. Because I don't know if you ever watch, there's a lot of traffic and phone calls. Is my garbage pickup today or is it delayed till tomorrow when there's a holiday involved? I mentioned road closures, community events, and other non-emergency alerts. I think, Chief Tony, I think you mentioned last time that could be something that would be advantageous, you know, to stay away from this particular area, maybe if, you know, at this time, if there's a response going on, you know, find an alternate route.
Lucas County Fire, yeah, I mean, yes. It would help out on the accidents when we lose when we lose like Route 2 and then we're having to divert traffic. And
yeah, and then you got all that traffic. And if people got that real-time alert, they might, oh, okay, you know, instead of getting in line, let me just divert to another route. Okay.
So you're going to want people to check their text messages while they're driving down the road.
Well, it's up to the person to check their text message if they want to.
It really depends. I mean, some vehicles, it'll come right up on your radio screen.
Yeah, but you're still diverting their attention from the main thing that you're doing.
Well, if you're getting ready to travel and the alert comes up and it says, oh, you know, that try to avoid Route 2 for the next hour.
But if you're already en route and it comes up, because there's no given time for these to come up, I mean, isn't the local radio stations and news media and stuff good enough?
No, they're not going to pick this up. They're not going to pick up local things.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we can talk more at the end.
Thank you.
But the other thing is that we as Joel starts that list of what are eligible expenses for the ARP funds, this is a communication vehicle. We believe that this would be a very good use of ARP funds to help provide some real-time alerts to our community. And we did hear the last time the fire chief did say that could be an advantageous feature. So I'd like to move for the approval of funds not to exceed $2,500 annually to add Jerusalem Township to the wireless emergency notification system for civic alerts.
I can second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Saller?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion approved.
All right.
Then number 12?
Number 12 is GETS. That's the Government Emergency Telecommunications Service. It's also combined with the WPS, the Wireless Priority Service. So what happens is we were involved in a tabletop exercise that Chief Tony put on about a month ago. And one of the questions that came up is, if we're in an emergency situation and we need to call out for assistance, our township does not have really good coverage for cellular signals. There's some weak spots, and we have a limited number of broadband cable providers, and sometimes in bad weather that broadband service will go down. So many of us have signal boosters in our homes that'll help with that weak signal. But if the broadband goes down, your booster will fail without your broadband. So the question was, what happens if we've got an emergency situation going on? Because we were tabletopping a flooding exercise. What happens if there's that kind of a situation occurring and we've got severe weather along with it and our broadband goes down and we're having and we've got members of the township trustees or township maintenance or fire department trying to call out, and they're competing with hundreds of other residents who are all calling at the same time because of what's going on and can't get through. So there is, under the Department of Homeland Security, there is a program, Government Emergency Telecommunications Service, which then you sign individuals up, such as township trustees and fire department chief and fire department team members and township maintenance chief, sign them up, and then you basically there's two ways. You can either key in a code number, which then gives you top priority for your outgoing call, for your emergency call. Or if you have a smartphone and you've loaded the app and pre-populated it with your emergency code number, you can call out through your app. And you basically, your call is a priority call for that emergency situation. It would not be every single call made by the individual, only those calls where they say, this is a a community emergency call. I need to make it now. I need priority to get out. So that there's no cost associated with that. I've gone ahead and signed up as a point of contact. I'm in the process of gathering phone numbers, carrier information, and carrier account numbers from other individuals that we'd like to get signed up. And Chief, I thought we'd also get you signed up as a point of contact so that you could then add any of your firemen that you want to add, and you'd have control over that. So I don't know that we need to make a motion, but I'd like to proceed with this and get our elected officials, our township maintenance, and our fire chief, and his, so that he can sign his team up as well.
Sounds a good, good
okay.
idea.
I'll proceed with that. Thank you.
Any more old business?
I got one. So I had a conversation with Joel. I got the bill in from Sinclair for the John Kennedy wetlands back there. We will have the way Mark Witt from ODNR explained it, it was going to be strict. It wasn't even going to be a pass through. We were going to pay for it through Ohio Shared Services. However, that's his section. Ducks Unlimited, who contributed $21,000, has to write the check to us. They can't write it to Sinclair. So that's already been submitted. We should have the check in like 2 to 3 weeks, according to Russ Terry. So when we get that check, Joel said we will have to reappropriate just to add that money, because we're getting in more money than what we thought we were from the county, and then he can write the check. But we're not going to cut the check to Sinclair until we get the money from Ducks Unlimited. So we won't really have any, it's not going to be coming out of our, we're not going to be holding it for a couple weeks or anything. So, but I want to wait and make sure once we don't have to do two appropriations for something.
Yeah, it'll be the recreation fund. We'll have the appropriation change for the year.
Yeah.
To include that $21,000, but we'll already have deposited that money into the
right
and put it into the fund. So because it's a pass through, it's not a pass through. We have to pay them.
So I'm waiting for Mark Witt to get back, because we're going to pay his section through this Ohio Shared Services, where we just submit the bill down to Columbus, and then Columbus sends a check to the excavating company. So,
okay. Sounds good.
Great.
Any other old business?
Do we want to schedule interviews for zoning board members for the next meeting?
Yeah, we better get this done.
In executive session?
Okay, then we'll go on to new business. Road maintenance area tree proposal. I went down to North Branch and I got
any deals down there.
Yeah,
really?
Well, it's 10% off, and then if I run it through my greenhouse, I get another 10%. So I got some trees. They're 3.5 inch. And they're $165 a piece, but you take 20% off of there. So the bill's $1,069.20 for 8 big trees. And that's what we wanted to do, is put some trees there to hide that. So,
and they're
red maples, that really bright red leaf. It's beautiful.
We're going to split that between the funds?
I mean,
would that come out of some road
and bridge, so, and Kevin said it'd probably be okay, so
okay.
We'll take it out of road and bridge.
I like that.
We don't need a motion to approve that expenditure, because it's not that much. It's more of a, because the pricing is better through Dave Bench's farm than the township.
Can we
price.
Still sign a township check, or do you have to?
Well, what the problem is that the perceived problem is,
it's not made out to the township.
The township is reimbursing Dave Bench, and since he's a member of the Board of Trustees, make it public that we're not paying Dave Bench Dave Bench for trees that he's getting us at a better price than we could.
I move that we reimburse Bench Farms for the deeply discounted pricing of $1,069.20 for the 8 3.5-inch trees that are being purchased through Bench Farms from North Branch Nursery Incorporated for use by Jerusalem Township.
I can second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion approved. Is that going around the salt shed?
It's going out there in front of the stone piles there. It'll hide everything back there then.
Are they planting them or?
No, we're gonna plant them. Beans are wholesale and they couldn't plant them anyhow. They said if they got them planted by next June, you'd be lucky.
Really?
They're that busy.
Well,
probably don't have the help either. So we're going to do that. Kevin and I are trying to figure out who we're going to get to help us, or else we'll just dig the hole with the back hole. And,
yeah, he's got an auger that big.
That's what we were twisting our head about, trying to figure out who had an auger that big.
I don't know if Gladio's got a 3-foot bit or not.
I was going to go up and ask tomorrow, but
they do not.
They don't.
They don't. Know anybody, Elvis?
Only the caisson, maybe. Which would be John Rarity.
Oh, yeah, I could ask John, couldn't I?
More rarity, no brand equipment out of that size. Post hole would be the biggest we're going to get.
Yeah. Okie doke. Any other questions?
Okay, no other old business.
Okay, there's a ethics in Ohio. That's November 16th. That's 1 to 3 p.m. It's virtual.
I thought there was a virtual one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did think there was a virtual one.
Sorry. Yeah. And we'll move on then. And the health insurance options, you got them?
Okay, I do. Yeah. So we're planning for 2022, and we have the health insurance quote. We're currently under a grant, what's called a grandmothering provision, where it's a transitional relief that's extended for existing policies. You don't have to transition to the current compliant plan, which is those Obama era plans are very expensive. So to stay on the transitional plan, that's been extended another year out through the end of 2022. That's by far the lowest cost option for us. The rate increase on the option that we have right now is 4.93%. So it's
take
a
it.
Little under 5%.
Take it.
Yeah. And she's seeing some increases that are 20 and 30%. So, yeah, I recommend that we renew our current plan at a rate increase of 4.93%. That's we are currently at the largest available deductible for the grandmothered plans in order to keep our costs as low as possible. As I mentioned, all ACA compliant options would involve a significant premium increase. Julie Hasselbeck is available to attend our November 9th meeting. That's next month, a month from now, to answer questions so that we can finalize the arrangements for 2022.
Sounds good.
So we can then take official action and vote on it at that time, unless there's any other questions anybody has for me.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
Okay, you got the insurance done. Bo, township complex appearance.
Okay, so I've had a few complaints, and I have to admit I'm not very satisfied with the appearance of the old training center area over here to the east of the complex. The chief just stepped out too, and I wanted to catch him, but you know, we don't have a training house there anymore for the firemen, so they're not training in there. So one of my thoughts were, do we need to have the training sign up there, the Jerusalem Township Fire Department Training Center? They're not a training
Since
center
it's not
anymore.
A training center
it's
anymore.
Not there anymore.
Do they still work on the cars there? Then once in a while they do a car? Or?
No, they do that all out back now on that pad, that concrete pad out back. And that where they go, Kevin, is out back now?
it's all back on the salt shed there area there. It needs weed whacked. I'm not crazy about the old cellar looks like crap, and I know that's tough to mow.
Yeah, I would like to see that weed whacked once in a while more than what it is. Yeah, I agree.
You know, the fire hydrants need weed whacked. You know, we could spray Roundup along the fence there between the complex and the cell tower to keep the weeds down in there. It this side of it looks very nice. You know, our complex over here I feel looks very nice. Our cemetery looks nice. And we look over there and it's not very nice. And I think that we should. It's a big part of our, you know, our complex, and I think it needs to be cleaned up a little bit more and addressed a little bit more to tie in.
Kevin and I were talking too. There was some tiles that the fire department wanted us to keep. I mean, we got rid of probably about 20 of them. We had Grottle come in with his air hammer. And we busted them all up,
yep.
And we put it along the cemetery along the creek there. And there's some there. I think we should do that again. Take those tile that are there because they're never going to get used for anything. I don't believe.
And I think them ones are too heavy to even pick up with our backhoe, aren't they, Kevin? Can you get them picked up?
Yeah, but
you know, a lot more out front. I think that the weed whacking needs to be improved. It's our complex. It's the residence. So I'd like to see it a little more time and effort put in over there to kind of improve that.
Trees will help too. We'd be able to. Yeah. The stone piles will be there forever. So yeah. Ouch.
So that's what I had on the complex. Anybody
say that? That
is. So do we? Kevin, can that be addressed at the same time when the mowing is done and trimming that can all?
We can spray everything. I'm fine with that. If you guys are good with it, we can spray it all. But the hill for the storm cellar, that's up to you guys. That storm cellar has been filled in for the last 8-10 years. It's all road grinding, so whatever you want to do with that.
And then you just simply charge that portion back to the fire department for.
We never have.
Okay.
Is that, David? That would be something we need to. That cellar's all concrete, isn't it? You'd take a lot to bust that up with a jackhammer, wouldn't you?
I don't know how high it comes. It doesn't come that high, does it, Kevin?
I don't know.
I mean, if we could get rid of the whole thing, it'd be perfect.
It's got to have a concrete lid, but the walls and stuff, I don't even remember. It's been so long.
I haven't been there for a while. We'll have to go over and look at it someday.
Might be something we can get tore down and, you know, look at, get rid of it, you know.
I know they use it for like a roof, you know, to train on, but I don't know if it's worth, you know, it looks bad.
The roof simulator is falling down.
Yeah, so it does look bad. I always, when I go by there every day, I say, oh, that, you know.
Yeah, so. We'll look into that. It'd be something we can work on, you know, maybe things settle down with grass cutting, Kevin, and stuff, we can start addressing that.
I wouldn't mind seeing it gone either. Okay, then, Jerusalem Township Halloween day and time.
Yes, I'd like to recommend that we declare Sunday, October 31st from 6 to 8 p.m. I think that normally we will follow Oregon.
We always have.
Oregon didn't actually decide what until just in the last day.
Last night, when they were council.
And they're going for October 31, 6 to 8. I would suggest that we
I think so, too. Okay. Is that a motion? I can second that?
So moved.
Okay. I'll second it.
Roll call, Bo Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sadler.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
All right. And I will... get a hold of the press and because they want to put that in.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Very good.
Should you put that on the government page too?
I sure will.
You want to call 1311 while you're at it? Because usually they want to know too. They call.
Did they contact you?
No, but they did last year. They haven't contacted yet, but
they usually call every year.
Yeah. Yeah. So you might as well let them know.
Okay. All right. We'll do.
The last one I got Stormwater Coalition meeting 10/26/21. And is there anything else? We got a new business, guys.
I have nothing else.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You okay, Bo?
Yeah, I'm good. I got nothing else on new business.
Okay, we'll go on to the public participation. And if you got questions, whatever, you'll come up here and...
Well,
on first up.
Well, you're quick.
Yes, I am. I'm going to get out of here. My name is Elvis Shepherd. I'm 231 Elzell Drive. And I want to talk about the Wens just for a second because Bill brings up a great point. However, it is up to the individual that's driving down the road in their vehicle and their personal phone to make the decision if that's the right thing for them. The other side of that is this, is that first off, I applaud the trustees for looking at the public survey because that was huge inside of the public survey. There was a lot of information back from the residents on the poor communication from the township. And from a military perspective, it's really simple. If you make people go fish for it, like going on to fish or going into the web, then that's really hard to do. Not everybody's computer savvy. So there's a push methodology versus a pull methodology. Right now we're in a pull methodology, which is not good. There's a lot of people that don't like it. It doesn't work for them. They're not computer savvy, etc. The other issue with Facebook and what have you is we all know that there's a lot of inaccurate information that gets put out on Facebook and incomplete information that gets put on Facebook. And you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool everybody all the time. So I applaud you very much for that. So that push system that you just implemented that allows everyone their choice, Bill, of whether they want that text communication or not. But it's extremely valuable. Military definitely supports it, and most communities out there are savvy enough to implement that. So I applaud the township on that. Nice work.
Thank you. Thank you, Elvis. Anyone else? Cindy?
Well, I have a question piggybacking Elvis.
Cindy.
Oh, then who controls that?
Say your name, too.
Oh, Cindy Getzinger, I'm Ron Corduroy. Then who controls that system?
So that system would be controlled by the designated individual or individuals at the township level.
And who is that now? I mean, who's the
We haven't signed up for the system yet.
So who are you
but
going to appoint
if we,
to do
if
that?
We sign up for that, we would probably appoint a single trustee as the lead.
Well, we are signing up because you just approved it, right?
Right.
Okay.
The
tech thing is always like, you know, you got to make sure that there's a conduit here that, like, you're tech savvy.
Right.
But if you don't, you're not here in a few years, who's going to take it over?
Well, what
you
would
make
do
sure that stuff.
There, that's a good point. There would be a handoff. So my expectation is that since, you know, I've done the research, I've made the contacts, I would probably be the lead contact. We could have a couple of alternate contacts.
Okay.
In my absence, one of the other trustees could hop on and take care of things. And then when I reach the end of my term and rotate off, there should already be one or two other individuals who are serving as alternate contacts, and one of them would then serve as the lead contact.
Okay, so you've got that planned out.
I have a suggestion.
Sure.
The organizational meeting, you designate somebody from the website, Road and Bridge.
Yes, that's a very good point. That's
good.
You would just, at the beginning of the year, designate primary, alternate.
Because consistent with that, one of the things that we do in our annual organizing meeting is designate, okay, who's going to be the lead for reviewing our website and making contact with the webmaster to put things on there and we designate that lead.
This
would be the same
as way. Long as we're thinking through that we don't spend the money and it's like it doesn't happen. Because I agree. I mean, I think it's a neat thing that don't go down Route 2 at the moment because we have a car on fire.
Right.
So, and then I have something else, but let someone else go next.
Thank you, Cindy. Who else wants to get up? Sandy.
Once again, I would like to remind you that the second hearing on the Wilhelm and Niles Ditch petition will be in front of the county commissioners on December 7th at 11 o'clock. As I expressed at the last meeting, I feel that it's the county's responsibility to have maintained these ditches all these years, and now because of their neglect, they have found this loophole to be able to double tax property owners and Jerusalem Township residents. They have presented this petition proposal to the township trustees and you've bought into it. I feel like it's an easy way out to get the ditches cleaned. You as trustees won't have to deal with it, but our residents have been sold out to the county to do with as they please. This is the same tactic they're trying with the 911 consolidation and the sheriff charges. We are still at their mercy as to when or if they will maintain the ditches and whether it will be done properly. And as you well know, sometimes it's hard to explain to the county people that water runs downhill, like your experience today. You as trustees could bid the job out and then go after the county and the federal government to pay their fair share. Yes, it would be more work for you as trustees, but it would keep the county from taking the control of what happens in the township away from you and the residents you work for. It would also stop the county from double taxing our residents. And at this time, I would like to ask again that you make a motion to withdraw the petition.
Yeah, I'd like to respond.
Yep.
Okay, so let me explain. There may be a little bit of a misunderstanding. So first of all, there's two types of ditches. One type of ditch is when a road is built and there are ditches along the sides of the road, and the express purpose of those ditches is to drain the water off of the roadway. Those ditches are part of the roadway, and they belong to the roadway, they belong to the jurisdiction that is responsible for the roadway, whether that's the township, the county, or the state. Those ditches are never subject to petition, and those are considered to be part of the roadway. And your statement about paying taxes, road taxes, absolutely. Your road taxes pay for the maintenance of those ditches. Now, the ditch petitions that are... The ditch petitions that are pending right now for Niles Ditch and Wilhelm Ditch are not those kinds of ditches. Those ditches are ditches that drain water from a large area of land. Now, sometimes, eventually a ditch is going to either cross a road or run alongside a road for a period. And you would never have one of these big drainage ditches next to a road and then dig a small ditch in between them to drain the roadway. You'd never do that. You'd say, no, we've got this big drainage ditch, so the water is going to drain off the road into the drainage ditch. But that drainage ditch, its sole purpose is not to drain the roadway. Its primary purpose is to drain a very large area. Those are the ones that we're talking about petitioning. So what happens is, if you don't petition one of those ditches, then the property owner whose property is adjacent to that ditch, whether they realize it or not, they are responsible for maintaining that ditch if the ditch is not petitioned. And years ago, farmers probably understood that because they dug the ditches to drain their fields. But now that you've got a mixed economy, people that have had a land parceled off and happen to have one of these drainage ditches at the back of their property have no idea that they're responsible for that stretch, and they don't have the equipment or the knowledge to maintain that ditch. So the idea behind the ditch petition is everybody in that watershed area who benefits from the drainage to that ditch, everybody shares in the cost of maintaining that ditch. And that could be hundreds or even thousands of people, depends upon what.
Are you trying to say that these ditches that you're trying to petition are on private property, not on some road right of way?
Correct.
Some of them do. They do run.
The county's going to dictate what private property has to do.
Well, their county isn't deciding now. I mean, it's always been that way. Those drainage ditches have always been the responsibility of the private property owner. They probably just never knew it. And as a result, that's why those ditches were not maintained. And well, if those ditches, and if those ditches get clogged, then everybody in that entire watershed area.
Then you're going to have a new
wetland. Yeah, well, that's exactly, yeah, you're absolutely right. And, but you probably don't want your backyard to be a wetland.
Did you hear Bill's last comment? He said we have enough wetland.
Yeah. Right. So the idea then is that, that everybody that benefits from that drainage pays a portion of the cost for maintaining that drainage. Now, the trustees, the township trustees, have a couple of options. They have the option to work with the county and help stage when the maintenance needs to be done. And do we have to do it all this year? Or do we do part of it this year and part of it next year? Okay, once we know what the costs are, the total cost for maintaining the ditch gets divided amongst all of the those that benefit from that drainage. Now, the township can also say, well, we'd like to use these monies to pay for that ditch maintenance this year, so there's no assessment that's necessary. That's an option as well, if there are stormwater monies available. So I need to clarify, so what Sandy was asking about, there's two different types of ditches, and so the drainage ditches are a different matter, and that's what's being petitioned. The roadway ditches are, you're absolutely correct with respect to the roadway ditches, that's what your road taxes pay for.
And the federal government will pay for their portion that runs through the Cedar Point.
Correct, and furthermore, so whoever's benefiting in that watershed area, if you've got a road, a county road running through there, the county will be assessed for the square footage that their road takes up and drains into that ditch. So the county will help pay their share for the road drainage, and you're right, in the federal government.
We pay for it to the county. It's not just the county.
Yeah, true.
It's our money.
Right, but
that's
what,
true.
But what you're trying to explain, Mark, is that there may be several individuals against this on private property, and you're going to take some poor innocent guy in the middle with this petition and make him responsible for a portion of that that shouldn't be.
Is there anyone else?
And a good example of this ditch petition is right over here off of Seaman Road. Now, a few years back, they went through there.
Bill, you're going to have to come up here and talk if you want to. Everybody else has.
There's a ditch that runs through there, and they did this. They cleaned the ditch.
Bill Tank.
And part of the deal was that the county or the township, somebody was supposed to come in after they cleaned this ditch and mow it. It's never been mowed once. So, you know, you force this on the people, then they don't maintain it. You know, they don't follow through with this stuff.
That's the difference. What road, what ditch you talking about, Bill?
Seaman and, what is it, Decant, there's a ditch that cuts across or through there, through the old Goulet farm and stuff, comes out towards Route 2.
Yeah.
In behind where Danny Whitey used to live over there.
You mean it's heading north, the water flow?
It kind of runs to the southwest and then comes back to the northeast over there. But, you know, that's one of them. That's one example.
Well, that was never petitioned.
Huh?
That was never petitioned.
I'm pretty sure it was.
No, I can tell you it wasn't.
So
Mike?
Well, let me finish. Not quite. So the second part of Sandra's question was, she asked that the trustees withdraw the petition. Once the county has begun to take action, it can be defined by the first reading of that, because there's three readings, or the county begins to expend monies on assessing that, that can no longer be withdrawn. So we understand your request. That's not in, we do not have the power to act on that. The petition cannot be withdrawn. I mean, I understand you have an issue. Your issue is really with the county commissioners. So we encourage you to attend the December 7th meeting and share your thoughts with them.
And I would also like to say, if you hadn't petitioned the county, we wouldn't be in this situation now.
Well,
so don't tell me that it lays with the county commissioners. It starts right here in this room.
When there are drainage issues and the issue is brought to the county engineers, and the county engineers indicate this is your solution, this is how we can address it.
Did you look at any other solution? Did you look at bidding the job out yourselves?
The township trustees, the township government does not have the right, because that they do not have access. That is not their property. It belongs to private property owners. It's the responsibility of the property owner, and the township government does not have the authority.
But you can trigger this situation and go along with it.
If there's drainage that a number of individuals in the watershed need for their benefit, and the county engineers can then help initiate that ditch petition process. Yes. That is for the benefit of the many.
But they're not getting any rebuttal from you guys. You're just floating along with the water going down the ditch.
Done, Mark.
So how many actually were complaining about it that made you file this petition?
We'll answer that in a second. You done, Mark?
That's all I
have. Mike, we go first?
Skip all over the place. We're not going to continue on the same
subject. On the same subject.
He's on the same subject.
So I'm Mike Larson, live over on 1069 North Decamp. So I'm one of the parcels that's impacted by this petition. And I just wanted to provide some positive comment to the work that has been done on ditches over the years. We've owned that parcel since 2005, and for the first 10 years, the water didn't move and the water would back up into the lawn. And it was a really, it was a really problematic issue. And since some work has been done and the water has been moving, the benefit that we've experienced personally for our property has been tremendous. So I just wanted to provide some positive comment to the maintenance work that has been done on the ditches and is being proposed. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. Deanna?
I can hold.
Hold.
Drainage area. Hold. And I did want to address your issue about other options. Actually, under Ohio's drainage law, you're looking at the best option going through the county commissioners. Because to enter someone's property, you've got to have authority. And they're trying to do that. There is a need for drainage in that area. As that gentleman said, we've had some problems. I have not lived there very long, but I do see the need, very much so. And if that is not started through your trustees, I don't see anyone that's living in that drainage area that's gonna have the wherewithal to try to get a petition going or a project going. You can use Senate Bill 160, which is under Ohio's drainage law, but that is a lot of work for one person. You could try the Soil and Water Conservation District that lead you through that. That's a possibility. It's really a long, drawn-out process. So these folks are trying to help out the community, help out the residents, and I think you need to move ahead.
Thank you,
Diana.
I got one comment about this that I want to address, in that one of my goals is to not have the residents of this area taxed. That is my goal, is to do this in stages like the county says we can do, and we have the choice to say, yes, we want this district assess this year, or no, we don't. Because that's the last thing I want to do, is tax somebody out of, you know, we all pay enough taxes. But So my goal is to use our stormwater money that we get and do this in sections. It may, this could be a 10-year project. I mean, this isn't something we're saying we want this all done next year. It's not gonna happen. But if we can take chunks of this and pick away at it little by little, that is my goal. My goal is to spend the stormwater money as much as we can towards cleaning these ditches out so our residents aren't taxed or assessed very high. I talked to Mike Panuski last week, and you know, he went through the same thing out in Swan Creek, and they had the meetings and the people, you know, were hostile and they got, you know, super upset about it. And they're basically saying, listen, we're putting it out there, but we don't plan on taxing you. The people that govern that area are going to try and use their stormwater money too to do the ditches. So that's my goal as a trustee, to do as much of this as we can with the stormwater money that we get in every year from the county. So
I think it's all three of us.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's
we all have the same. We're not going to guarantee that we're going to pay for everything with the stormwater money, but we're hoping we will. But we can't say definitely that we're going to.
That's our goal, the try.
That's goal. Do you want something else?
Yes, I have one more. Because of what Bo just said, I want to share with the community. I'll give you a little insight from this comprehensive plan. There's a ton of data coming from TEMACOG, censuses, etc. And what you may not realize, is everyone in here familiar with indices in valuation of real estate and cost of living? Anybody? Okay, let me explain. So census shares data from the 2020 census. It's out. It came out, I think, first of this month, maybe?
Right.
Anyway, there's indices that they use. It's a cost of living. And what they take is they take a $100,000 piece of property, and that's your standard, $100,000 market valuation. And then they look at the cost of living for the people in that community. So we have 10, 11 different townships inside of Lucas County. And you will see, it'll be in the report, and I'm gonna give you a little insight. The folks that have worked their tail ends off have provided to do what Bo's talking about, just keep everything as cheap as you possibly can. You'd like to know that the second lowest township indice in Lucas County is Jerusalem Township. There's only one township that's performing better financially for the cost of living for their residents. Keep doing what you're doing. Nice work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elvis.
I've only got one comment on the ditch thing. How is it we can get the ball rolling, clean out these ditches on private property, and we can't even go in our own township and make the county maintain the drains, the stormwater drains along the road and stuff, get that stuff to drain, and we're worried about something crossing a field somewhere? The whole township is in great need of ditch work, proper drainage. Why are we picking on one area?
Well, you can't do everything at once. Let me finish, please. And we just spent several hours with the engineers looking at four different problem areas today.
And
they agreed to address all four issues.
They're going to do the right down the drainage and stuff then.
Well, Dave
was going to get a hold of me when he got the guy out here, because I've lived there my whole life. I know what it needs.
We
and
do
what
too.
What the engineer thinks is not right.
We got him turned around, Bill. We're going to try and put a tile through the field like there used to be, and they're going to rip that catch basin at the corner out, but
it shouldn't go to the south, Dave. It needs to go to the north. It needs to go down to where his pump is.
Well, it will. We're cutting her through the field where the old tile went.
It's still got to go the long way around, so it'll evaporate before it gets to the pump.
We can't go north right there. We have to go through that field.
And it's not only that culvert, Dave. It's not only that.
Well, you can talk to Kevin.
Remember the tile I showed you that are sticking up in the air?
Yeah.
All that needs to be ripped out and put back into grain.
But we're gonna bring that water from your way to that catch basin at Rachel and East there. And try and put a tile through there, that farm, like it always was,
and that ditch is pumped. It goes to his pump.
But both of them catch basins there are plugged. You go down east to Van Dyke, that one on that corner is plugged. I mean, they all need maintenance.
Well, we're putting a bunch of new catch basins in. Yes, Kevin, and let us know which ones. Tell Kevin, hey, that's plugged.
Shit, they're all plugged.
Oh, I don't know about that.
We've got a list of what 20 some that are on. They're going to be addressed in the next few months.
Yeah,
you got no grade. You got people that come along didn't check with the county engineer to set the grade for a driveway crossing.
Yep. Amen. I totally agree.
Wanted to dig Rachel from east back towards you. And wanted to flow all the water back towards you. That's what their first proposal was.
Well, right now it comes from east in Rachel, goes to Rialto, then it goes south, then it goes east behind me, and all the way up around to the lake back to East Avenue.
Yeah, they wanted to dig all that again and try and make it fall again. And then when he got out there today, he's like, yeah, there's no fall here. We can't make it work.
He knew that. He didn't have to.
It's been that way for years.
Yeah.
And these four residents are paying taxes to have this stuff done, and they haven't been doing it.
Thank you, Bill. Sandy?
I just have a couple last comments here. I'm not saying that the ditches don't need to be cleaned and maintained. I know that they do. I know that's best for our township. I just wished that you would have looked at some other options before you jumped into this. And I don't think you did, honestly. It was presented to you, sounded good. But that, by doing that, you're giving the county commissioners control over the cleaning, maintaining, and whatever they want to do to these ditches, not just for this one project. This is forever, from now on. And they're telling you, oh, we're going to let you use your stormwater drainage money. We're gonna do this for you. We're going to do that for you. And I'll tell you what they're going to do for you. They're going to do the same for you like they do with the mowing the edge of the roads out here or anything else you try to get them to do.
Okay. Sandy, I got one thing to add. This is nothing new. I've been in a ditch petition since 1973, and I love it. I can get rid of my water on the farm.
Well, it's
nothing new, though.
The more you give the county control over, the worse off you're going
to
be.
I would love to do it ourselves, Sandy, but there's no way we can do it. We have to work with the county to get it done.
We don't have the access. We don't have permission to go on the private property.
It's the only way we can get it done.
And the township government does not have the authority.
Anything else? Yes. That she's nope. Well, she go on.
Either one. Go on.
Yeah.
Karen Wilhelm. I had a complaint from June 8th. Some of the questions were not answered. There were two clear questions in that letter that were not answered. I'm going to spare everyone reading you my list of questions. Here's a list. If you could sign it and give me a copy, and I would like a response. These are pretty much yes or no questions. And I am curious if the zoning inspector indeed is going to be required to clean her property up. That was not addressed.
Are you requesting?
Do you have a problem with that?
Are you requesting information under Freedom of Information Act? Because you have the authority to do so.
No. From your zoning office. Would you like me to read all the questions I have?
No. My question is, you may request information under Freedom of Information Act, and we treated your written request as such, and we answered the questions for which we had information. The Freedom of Information Act does not require us to create information that we don't have.
I don't ask you to do that. These are simple yes or no questions. If certain things are violations or not, if certain people need permits for certain things, these are all yes or no questions. And again, I'm curious in asking each one of you if your zoning inspector is going to be required to the same standards that other people that she has taken to court for. That should be, and no one else is asking this in the township, and I know other people are pretty upset about it when they drive by her property to see the same violations that they're taken to court for. I am indeed one of them. I know there are others. There are other questions here that I would like answered. If you could sign this and give me a copy.
Why don't I just go in and make a copy?
Absolutely.
Sure. Oh, I need to get up and get a walk.
I'm not meaning to make this difficult by any means, Mark. It's not right out here. It is not right what she's doing.
I think the best thing we'll have to do is we'll have to treat it as a Freedom of Information Act. We'll answer the questions the best we can, and then we'll present it back to you. This could go on forever.
Well, apparently I didn't word it clear enough, so I put the all things in question.
And that helps. That helps tremendously. It's got to be clear.
They cannot be more clear than what they are. Thank you.
Yep. That was easy.
I think Cindy had something, Dave.
What?
I think Cindy had something
for you. Oh, yeah.
One more. I just want to clarify, Lisa, when you were talking about the Republic crash bid, what's the difference between these two contracts? I mean, it would have been great to be able to ask that when you were tossing it around. You're talking about a Lucas County contract and a Republic contract.
Oh, okay. So
I don't know why we need two contracts.
Okay.
So just clarification.
Sure. We could go out and write our own contract directly with a service provider like Republic. But Lucas County Solid Waste Division said, hey, we're experts in that. We'll do that for you. So we are executing a contract with the Lucas County Solid Waste Division to give them the authority to contract on our behalf.
But they're not writing the way you want it.
Right, so we'll fix that.
Yeah.
And then the other contract is the contract that they have drafted and which we will edit until it meets our requirements. That'll be the contract between Jerusalem Township and Republic, but we're really using the Lucas County Solid Waste Division, if you will, as an agent to help us with that.
Is it costing us anything?
No.
Not a dime.
I just wondered why we needed two contracts.
So basically, they've put in here the information that we got from Republic as far as the pricing, the dumpsters, what, you know, days of the week they're going to pick up, everything that we asked for, except for their boilerplate part of fuel surcharges, which is built in almost all the contracts like that. Well, Republic's not requesting a fuel surcharge, so we're going to have them.
You want it nixed.
We're going to nix that out of the contract.
Okay, that's all. I just wonder why, if we were doing two separate, or if the Lucas County was the recycle center, I was confused. That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Oh, that was Bo?
Yep.
Okay. Roll call, Dave Bench.
Yes.
Bill Miller.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. 8:45.